I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious oppression in China and the Hajj during COVID bookend today's newscast, so stick around for the details. We'll begin today in China, which currently finds itself in the middle of a political firestorm as its treatment of Uyghur Muslims has caused international outrage. China continues to deny these allegations despite video footage of Uyghur Muslims blindfolded and forced to kneel on the ground in rows. The U.S. has denounced China's actions, and relations between the two countries continues to deteriorate. In the middle of this political upheaval, Kurt Rovenstein says Bibles for China's work is getting more complicated. Their mission?
Continue to work through the registered church, taking advantage of partnerships that we've developed there to keep the process of distributing scriptures moving forward. But lots of dynamics there that are at this point are very hard for us to predict.
As China's Communist Party continues to crack down on religious freedom, more and more people are falling below the poverty line.
China would love for us to believe that they're doing really, really well at closing that gap. But, you know, the gap in China is as big as it's ever been in terms of the have and the have nots. And so for someone to be able to have access to the Word of God is incredibly important.
Let's be praying that Bibles for China can continue to provide access to scripture for people in rural China. Meanwhile, if you're under the age of 35, you might support missions, but question its ethics. That's according to the latest study from Barna Research. A third of young adults describe Christian missions past as unethical. 42% point to colonialism as the cause for concern. Transworld Radio's John Fugler is a member of the Alliance for the Unreached. Instead of criticism, he describes the feedback as a catalyst for change.
The younger generation is challenging us to think a little bit more creatively and contextually, and that's good. I think the younger generation has set the bar higher for us. Methods are going to change over time. The key is let's enter this with the right heart to be used by God how he wants us to be used. Instead of saying, oh, you are wrong, and this is the right way to do it.
He's inviting young people to help make the gospel accessible to all.
Their hearts should break for those who have no hope of eternity because they don't know about Jesus. And that's an injustice. Let's get specific about that. Let's talk about that. Let's make that real for the next generation instead of talking in generality.
This story continues at missionnews.org, but a final thought.
Ask God to break your heart for those who have no access, little access to the gospel, and then have the courage to say, Lord, what do you want me to do about it? Have the courage to find out who these individuals are around the world that don't know Jesus. They have names. They have families. They live somewhere.
And every year, millions of Muslims descend on Mecca as part of the Hajj, a pilgrimage required according to the Quran. On July 28th this year, it's happening again, but with COVID-19's influence sparking social distancing measures, it's going to look a little bit different. We spoke with Perry LaHaye from Frontiers.
Last year, 2.5 million people went on the Hajj to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. But this year, because of the pandemic, there is only going to be about 1,000 people at this Hajj in Mecca.
People who've waited their entire lives for 2020's Hajj are going to be unable to go. Needless to say, it's sending shockwaves through the Muslim world.
I think there's a deeper longing and a seeking and a disillusionment because of this year's Hajj that gives us a great opportunity to really pray and really believe that the Lord is going to reveal himself and bring Muslims to himself.
Want to show them the hope of Christ firsthand?
Take one step of faith. Go to frontiersusa.org and reach out to us and ask us how we can help you move from where you're at to a place in the Muslim world that needs the gospel. And I know God will accomplish that desire in your heart.
Pray that Jesus would reveal himself to the Muslim world during this unconventional Hajj. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you the stories of the heroes of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.